This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, be part of the solution. That's why we win. Right? No, seriously. There's so much going on out there. It's so hard to keep up with everything. I don't blame some of you for, you know, getting frustrated. But you don't have to know about everything. Just be informed. Be aware. How's that? Right? And once that happens, there's so much more you can do out there. There's so many people you might be able to move just in casual conversation. At least getting them to ask questions. Getting them to ask questions about, you know, why they are, who they are, and what they are. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Retired Major General Paul Valley will join me right after the first break. A lot going on overseas, a lot going on in the Middle East. We need to know what's happening and why. Right? What the outcome is going to be. Now let's hit some of these crazy... I love hitting these crazy stories, though. Seriously. So, Congress gives itself a carve-out in FISA warrantless... The FISA warrantless spying bill, right? Now, there's a misrepresentation here as to what the bill says. All right? Now, the House of Representatives was finalizing it. Now, it didn't go through. They weren't able to pass it. And it sometimes seems like it's all falling on dead ears, that they're not paying attention. The House of Representatives finalizing a bill to continue their FISA warrantless spying on American citizens. It appears that the House is ready to pass. They didn't, though. Even after the federal government was caught illegally spying on President Trump. And they basically got away with it. Now, I'm not upset. I'm not upset that they want to spy on foreign nationals. I'm upset that the way this thing is written, first of all, it's a carve-out for the Congress people. Now, I'm guessing when I say that, I would imagine the carve-out for this, and this bill was put forward to allow... You ready for this? The DOJ, the FBI, whatever, to be able to spy on foreign nationals without a warrant. Now, why? I don't know, because they were getting warrants before. They got caught lying to the judge, which is dangerous. It could be a problem. Maybe that's why they decided now that they don't want to do that. So, Representative Tommy Massey reported on Monday that Congress gave itself a carve-out in the reauthorization. Right? The FBI will have to notify Congress and seek consent before violating the privacy of a member of Congress. But the rest of America, well, we're on our own. Now, the one thing I'll say to you, this is where we get in trouble sometimes. The bill specifically says that they can spy on foreign nationals without the warrant, but not Americans. Right? However, if there's a foreign national on the phone with an American, well, then what? Right? So I'm kind of torn with this one, saying that, yeah, I wouldn't have voted for it without some protection to the American citizens. Right, the fact that you have a carve out for Congress and the rest of us are kind of left to flap in the wind is a different story. Now, in the legislation, it says that the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation shall promptly notify appropriate congressional leaders of any query conducted by the Federal Bureau of Investigation using a query term that is reasonably believed to be the name of or other personality identifying information of a member of Congress. And it should notify the member who is the subject of such query. And I got to tell you something. First of all, side note here. I must be getting better at this because I'm spotting so many typos and what have you in some of these. And I could never find them before. I couldn't even find them on my own. Right? So are we getting journalists that are just not good at this? Really? Anyway, there's carve-outs for all of Congress, Speaker, Senate, and so on. Let me see. What else is there? Oh, and the bottom line with it, they voted it down today. And thank God for, I think it was 19 congressmen, Republican GOP congressmen, that said, hey, not going to happen. All right, not interested. And it's good. It's about time. Some of these people need to be sticking up. They need to be stepping up. They need to make sure that American people are protected, that we're covered and protected. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Former AG Bill Barr. Now comes the note that he shut down three investigations regarding 2020 election fraud. Now, despite at one point being described as a crony of President Trump, I know, right? Shows you how much they don't know. It comes to light that regarding the former AG Barr's actions following a highly disputed 2020 election, that he didn't do anything, seriously. He didn't do anything. Well, he stopped it. And bringing it to light so you could actually see what happened. Someday I'd love to find out. I hope somebody finds a diary of these guys. And I would love to find out what this truly was all about. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. The General will be with us right after we return.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffee.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Works out better for everybody that way. Seriously, people. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, doing more than nothing. That would be nice, right? Don't you think? Anyhow, always appreciate the time that you're with me. Look, I say this to you all the time. We're hearing about all this stuff going on here in this country. You know, what they're doing to Donald Trump and what they're doing to some of our other people here in this country. And the asinine bills that they're trying to pass through, like the recent FISA bill that got voted down today. I don't know what our Republican, I won't even call them our friends, our Republican buddies are thinking. because there's no way they should have let that. They shouldn't even have talked about that, Bill, because it was warrantless. Look, first and foremost, if I was an attorney, I'd be waiting there, right, with wet ink on a court dock, ready to take them right into court over this because it's so unconstitutional. It's pathetic. I'd bring it right in front of SCOTUS in a heartbeat. And that's what the Republicans, they need to grow a spine. They need to step up. They need to start doing the right thing. I know. It's like hitting the lottery. I got it. But I'm going to hold on to some hope. Because I got guys around me who have a clue. That's right. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time, to give us insight as to what's going on overseas, you know, in the wars and you know, why we're not hearing about what's happening. And, General, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, John, I got it. You know, the question that's on everybody's mind that we're all thinking about is Israel. And have we abandoned Israel? Is Biden really going to walk away from them?
No, I think he's lost it in spaces as usual. But the Defense Department is working very closely with the Israelis. General Austin was just over there, the Secretary of Defense, I should say. So the military, they're continuing to provide ammunition and other types of equipment to Israel underneath it all. Biden walks around in a glaze all the time. You never know what the hell he's going to do, and he has to wait for somebody to tell him what to do. And that's really serious. But Netanyahu is going to do what he has to do. He's going to clear out Hamas down in the Rafah area, southern Gaza, and he's going to claim it. But I'll tell you, I don't think those hostages are alive. I think they have killed them all.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Yeah, I think you're right, and I think that the, you know, again, if we're going to negotiate with them, that should be the first thing. There's no negotiating until those hostages come back. Agreed.
Exactly. You know, you're right.
Yeah, and we've never done that, though. We always seem to give them 10 times more than what they want. You know?
Well, we do everything backwards. I mean, we haven't won a war since World War II. It's just incredible, our lack of leadership now. I mean, I've been challenging the generals and admirals and wokeism and teaching CRT and DEI and all that crap that's going down into the academies. In the ranks, but anyhow, we need some good General Patton type generals to be called back to active duty to run things. But no, Israel's position now, you know, expecting an attack, big attack from Hezbollah, expecting an imminent attack from Iran, and so they're prepared as they fight southern Gaza to try to rid the southern part of Gaza from Hamas. And there may be, who knows, one to two battalions, however they count those, in the Hamas military structure there. But they'll continue. They're going to clear out Rafah, and they'll probably do it within the week.
You're very, very positive guy. I'm listening to this, and I'm saying to myself, as I watch what's taking place, if Hamas and Iran come after them at the same time, they're going to be in trouble, aren't they?
Well, they're prepared for it.
Really? They have what they need? They have the ammunition they need, the equipment they need?
Oh, my God, yeah. They got nuclear weapons. They got their fighter jets are equipped with the cyber capability to knock out the computers in Iran. A lot of people don't know that, but the Israelis have a three-phase attack scenario they put together in case Iran does attack. First wave would go in with their lasers and capability to knock out all the computers at the SAM sites, surface air missile sites, and then command and control. The second phase goes in and knocks out their barracks and headquarters facilities, and then the third phase is the cleanup phase. So the Israelis have that all planned out in case Iran does attack. And the same thing for southern Lebanon.
All right, I really know the answer to this, okay, but I got to ask anyway. What you can hear is the you're hearing that there's what over 32,000, you know, Palestinians have been killed in this.
Mm-hmm.
Bupkis, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the numbers are inflated. They say what happened at the hospital in northern Gaza there, that was all fabricated. I mean, only the Israeli intelligence Mossad, I think, knows what's going on, and they don't share much with anybody.
And you blame them?
Especially with us. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't blame them at all, exactly. Yeah. So what you see, what you hear is not really what's happening on the ground.
Wow. It's beyond me that we allow them to get away with this on a regular basis. It just drives me crazy. You know, it shouldn't. I realize that, but it does. It drives me nuts. Anyway. All right, let's move on to...
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, now, I was just going to say, who's creating the problems? Who started October the 6th? It was Hamas. They started all this again. They keep stirring it up. Islam, the radical Islamists continue to stir everything up. Iran supports it. And it's just one thing after another. And so there's no really leadership that wants peace in the Middle East. Hamas, Hezbollah, they just continue to stir things up. Syria, yeah. Iraq, wherever it may be.
But, General, again... We're constantly hearing the Palestinians, the Gazans, if you would, they keep voting in Hamas to watch over,
sure.
I mean, as their leadership. Why should we feel bad for these people?
Well, exactly. They keep voting them in. They don't have anything. They don't manufacture anything. They don't make anything. I don't know what all of the men do in Gaza. They run shops. And they teach the kids to hate Jews at the beginning, but they contribute nothing to their own society. They're totally dependent on aid. That's how they get their food, and it's been that way for a long time. When I was in Gaza several years ago, I mean, the Israeli transport trucks would come in loaded with grain, meat, potatoes, and all that thing. So they were continually supplied through the gates up in northern Gaza. So, I mean, they're completely dependent on somebody else taking care of them. Anyhow, so.
All right. Got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after break with General Valley. Wait till we return. Don't do anything stupid. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. As inflation continues to surge, significant price hikes are evident across various sectors, including auto insurance, baby food, and outpatient hospital services. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Former President Trump brushed off reports suggesting his campaign is lagging behind Democrats in fundraising. Speaking in Atlanta, he pointed out that despite having less money than Hillary Clinton in 2016, he emerged victorious. House Speaker Mike Johnson is warning any attempt to remove him from his position would result in chaos within the House. Johnson reiterated his leadership approach Wednesday prior to a meeting with Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene had previously initiated a motion to vacate the Speaker's chair before the House recessed for 2 weeks last month. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Helps when you hit all the right buttons. Now we're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. And I'm just honored to welcome back. I'm glad he gives me the time from time to time to help us catch up as to what's going on overseas. I've got retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does, so we can get some real information on what's happening and clear through the smoke of the garbage they're throwing at us here in this country. And, General, thanks for being with me.
Pleasure, Joe. Thank you for having me.
You know, there's always, I want to go back to Iran for a second. There's always conversation about them ramping up. I think you've alluded to the fact in the past that they have nukes. And you know they have the ability to use them. Where do you think that they go with this? Are they really ready to use those to take out the great Satan?
No, I don't think at this point in time. I think they'll use conventional rockets and missiles that are positioned in southern Lebanon. Also, they can launch from Iran itself. And Israel has been expecting an attack any day now. So if it happens, it happens. But they're expecting a response from Iran shortly because of the consulate where they killed those Iranian generals in Damascus a couple of weeks ago. And so the Israelis are expecting a very strong response from Iran anytime.
And how do you protect and or fight something like that, General? Or can you?
Well, they have the anti-missile, anti-rocket system over there that will pick up any rocket launches from Iran or from southern Lebanon. They used them in the Gaza when Gaza was Hamas was using all of those rockets to shoot down or to be deployed and to explode inside Israel. Their anti-missile system over there is very, very effective. So they have that. They have their jets that are capable of taking out once they're launched from the air with what they call air-to-air missiles. They also have artillery. You've got very high-caliber machine guns that can fire. So they have an array of arms and capability that can take out rockets and missiles. But you can guarantee there'll be a percentage that make a hit, whether it's in Haifa or Tel Aviv or Jerusalem.
This stuff bothers me only because I know the damage that these people can do. I also know that there's really no stopgap for them. There's nothing for them that keeps them from doing anything extremely crazy in the name of God, right?
And then we aid and abet them, which is treason. Biden has committed treason by aiding, and Obama, by aiding and abetting the enemy of the United States, which is Iran, giving them billions of dollars in order to fund their forces, I'll call it that, which are the Houthis in southern in Yemen. Then you've got the Hezbollah, and you've got Hamas.
Introduce me a little bit, but I just wanted to say,
God, video went off. No, but again, like I said, it's really scary when these people do what they do, because people don't realize the commitment to the religious beliefs. They really don't understand that, and it, you know, for them, they think this Middle East thing is nothing more than, you know, good versus evil or one country versus another, and it's really spiritual. It's a spiritual battle that's going on over there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, evil versus and as I said, the radical Islamists fostered and supported by the Ayatollahs in Tehran, they're driving the boat on all of this stuff, driving the ship, whatever you want to call it, funding them with arms and equipment in order to destroy Iran and then to destroy anything that is American. And so that's why they're an enemy, like the cartels are an enemy. And we're doing nothing to take down the cartels.
No, apparently as long as we give Mexico $20 billion a year, they'll deal with all of that. Just amazing.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not so sure that he's even given them money now.
Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. And the money we've wasted in Ukraine, I mean, it's just...
Let's move over to Rocket Man up there in North Korea. I haven't heard much from him, but that doesn't mean he's not doing anything, right?
Oh, no, that's right. Exactly. When you don't hear anything, then you have to sort of wonder what's going on.
Yep.
But it's warming up over there with China and Taiwan. I mean, that could happen any time. The Japanese are ready. The South Koreans are ready. The Taiwanese are ready. But China has got the plans to take over Taiwan, and so it's just a matter of when they make the decision.
But what do you think drives that, though? I mean, I know what drives it for them, because they believe it's China, that it's part of China. But what drives when they make the choice to fire this, you know, to pull the trigger?
Say again?
I said, what do you think it is going to be to make them pull the trigger? What event, what's going to happen when China goes, okay, we're going in?
I don't think it'll be an event, Joe. I think it's a matter of timing. They're committed... within the Chinese Communist Party, with Xi, they've committed themselves that they want a one China, and Taiwan is a part of that one China. And so it's a matter not of an event, but it's a matter of making a command decision by Xi and the Chinese military. I mean, they could launch tomorrow. They're ready to do it. It's just a matter of making that decision.
We're also getting information that their economy is not doing very well over there in China. You think that's true?
Yeah, I think it is true, yeah. They're heavily in debt. There's a lot of things going on within the middle class, if you can call it that, in China. The real estate companies over there that build all of these cities, they're unoccupied. They're deeply in debt. And so, and that could spur them on to do something against Taiwan, the fact that as they get weaker. But they're still a formidable force, that's for sure.
Joey B has decided we're not going to protect Taiwan. We're not going to protect Israel. We're just going to protect Ukraine so that we can keep pouring money in there so I can keep coming back into Joey B's account, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, there you go. Joey B doesn't have any clue what's going on, unfortunately.
No, somebody, there are people around him dealing and doing all of this. Look at, General, I know you keep track of this stuff. You see all these pro-Palestinian rallies going on across the country, and the one recently where you saw them screaming, death to America,
right.
And nothing from the White House on it.
No, look at, coming out of Dearborn, Michigan. Look at it. They're not American. They're not trained and schooled. They don't believe in our Constitution. They're here reaping the benefits of America as well as the 10 to 12 million that we've had come across the southern border. I mean, it's just horrible what's going on. Yep. And then we're sending them all over the country here, flying them into all these different cities. I mean, we are in terrible shape, Joe. That's why I say the next 7 months, it's if we aren't in a civil war, we're going to be.
Oh, I can't see us not having one. I'm sorry, but I've been calling this for years and saying, look, they are forcing us into a corner that there's only one way out of. And they're totally disregarding the Constitution. They're totally disregarding our immigration laws that we do have in place. And it's not a matter of feeling bad for the people coming up from the border. When you're flying planes into other countries, loading them up and dropping those people off in, inner America, what do they expect is going to happen? What do they think is going to happen at some point in time with those 400 million plus guns in this country? You think they're just going to sit around idle?
Well, yeah, and then you had over 25,000, almost 30,000 Chinese have come in, and their agents being planted in the different cities. Intelligence tells us their plans are to attack our water system, create chaos, cyber attack against our electrical grid system. So, all these scenarios are out there. Now, if they're all going to come together, we're going to see a total dismantlement of the United States this year.
Or an attempt to. I mean, I just have to believe, somebody asked me today again a question I've asked you a million times, which is they're worried that our military is going to turn against us. They're worried that the rank and file is going to show up at our front door to take our guns and all this other stuff. I got to believe, I won't believe that our military men and women are going to show up at our front doors and take our guns. I think too many of them love this country. That's me.
And that's the rank and file. I don't trust the generals and admirals we have today.
Yeah, I know you don't, and I don't blame you. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, retired Major General Paul Valley, will still be with me on the other side of the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, there we are. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-FEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the big deal. I want you part of the solution. That's how we win. That's how we make things happen. And I do that by bringing in people who have a clue, because I keep telling you, I don't have that clue. All right? I'm willing to make things happen. I'm willing to do that, but I don't have that clue. That's why I bring in the experts. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, and I always appreciate his time with me because he got his finger on the pulse of what's happening overseas. You know, we hear about all the stuff going on here, but there's so much going on that we need to keep our eyes on. We need to keep track of overseas. So, General, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
I'd like to direct all your listeners to our website, where they can get all this information that we've brought in from around the world. It's at standupamericaus.org. Standupamericaus.org. Your listeners can use anything we publish on that website. There's we cover world events. We cover the domestic threats to America. All of our publications are there, plus our two new books, Invisible Treason in America and Beyond Treason. We tie everything together in those two books of who's committed treason and why they've done it.
Wow. You know, I got to tell you something. Your information has always been right on. You're one of those outlets that we can go to and really trust the information you get. But I tell people all the time, I don't care who you're getting it from, you know, verify it. Make sure that what you're getting is true. Make sure you're getting what's real. And then bring that out and give it to other people. Make sure other people know about it as well. And that's how we get the message out, by word of mouth with
that's
each other.
That's right.
All right,
that's
and
exactly
your, new book,
right.
Your new book is out now, too, is it not?
Yeah, Beyond Treason and Invisible Treason in America. The Dismantling of America is the subtitle. Beyond Treason is the title and Invisible Treason. They're on Amazon. They also can be bought off our website, standupamericaus.org.
Okay, so without giving away too much, tell me what they're about. Tell us what they're about.
Well, what we did is examined the Constitution, and we've identified those that, and in the Constitution, treason is defined of aiding and abetting enemies of the United States. And so we've identified individuals within America plus organizations that are involved in fostering treason. And so Biden and Obama are the two main characters in both of the books. And then, of course, you have the likes of Mayorkas and those that are aiding and abetting the cartels, those that are aiding and abetting Iran by giving them money, which was Biden Obama. Plus, we put in what we've got to do to awaken the American people, that we've got to change this government in order to protect America and our future. We cannot go beyond 2024 and not have a change in leadership in America that's going to restore us and restore our Constitution. It's just vital that America get off their, get familiar with what's going on. Make sure you're ready. You have 90 days to 6 months of food, water supplies, because the next 6 months are going to be very, very dramatic, and it's going to be a painful time for America. I hate to say that, get everybody, but be prepared the next 7 months. It's not going to be pleasant.
No, I agree with you. You see it now. You see things happening right now that people aren't paying attention to. You know, look, General, the average American is trying to figure out how they're going to put gas in their car. The average American's trying to figure out how they're going to pay down their credit card bills, pay the mortgage, keep the house warm, and food in the house. This is how bad it's gotten. I was talking to somebody the other day who said, you know, it's really not as bad as you say it is. And I go, have you looked at all at the quote-unquote Bidenomics? Have you really taken a hard look at how much stuff has gone up since he's been in office? And pretty much everything has gone up at least 40 to 50%, some in some cases 80 and 90%.
Oh yeah. Well, look at the billions of dollars we're pouring into these different climate change, which is a total fraud. Look at the money, billions dumped into Ukraine, which is all going to waste, going back to much of it to our defense contractors working with the Pentagon to foster these unnecessary wars and support. And then, of course, we see what's happening with our invasion, not only from the southern border, but they're invading us through the ports, through our airports, and also from Canada.
I don't know what you know about it, but some people are saying that these container ships now, four of them in the last 10 days, suddenly losing their electronics, their ability to steer, and the whole nine yards. These are tests to see how much control the bad guys can get over our shipping lines. You think there's any truth to that?
Well, I do, and of course that may have been what happened with a cyber attack on the ship in Baltimore. They still haven't resolved the cause of that yet, and here we are weeks from when that happened, and you don't hear anything coming out, do you? Not much, anyhow.
Well,
I don't see much.
No. God, you're close enough to this stuff to know you're not going to get any truth out of these people. It's not going to happen.
No. Uh-uh.
You know,
they want to keep as much from the American as people as possible.
Amen,
look at what
right.
Even the J6ers are still putting in jail and prison. First thing Trump has got to do is pardon everybody that's been in prison because of January the 6th, which is a total setup by Nancy Pelosi and the left-wing Democrats.
And you're seeing more and more of that come out in the videos and testimonies and other things. In the Capitol, was it the prior captain to the Capitol Police, him coming out and discussing what he was told to do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But you won't see anybody under this DOJ go to jail. Look at the thing with the transcript of the audio recording of Biden in his deposition, and they won't let it out. Now they let out the transcript or they let out the report, but the DOJ is refusing to comply with Congress. Just flat out refusing.
Well, they don't care about law anymore. They don't care about the Constitution, Joe. That's how much they've been infiltrated by this left-wing communist ideology. They don't believe in those things. They don't believe in religion.
Yes, they do. They do. It happens that they're the god of their religion, though.
they have their religion. Own religion, right?
Right.
They have their own religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Religion to destroy America. Yeah. Satanism. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
When you think about it, you don't need a God. Just listen to us. We'll tell you what to do. We'll help take care of you. Right? This is what they're telling people.
Yeah.
So,
and we also have to be prepared for another COVID-type attack that I understand may happen.
Oh, you know that's coming. we gotta lock it down, General. What's wrong with you? God,
we hate to alarm everybody, but Joe, I mean, this is serious what's going on. In America, you better connect the dots. You better stand up in your communities, and you better be prepared for the next 7 months.
Well, see, they're into everything for the long game. This is how they've succeeded in a lot of this. They're willing to wait years. They're willing to infiltrate. They're willing to make things happen like that. We don't seem to be able to do that. Everything we do is knee-jerk right now, short-term. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And really, we don't have the Republicans are spineless for the most part. That's why MAGA, Make America Great Again, 80 to 90 million, maybe 100 million Americans now following MAGA to support Trump.
That's got to be that is scaring them to no end. I mean, you look at the black community, Hispanic community, Asian community. Trump is making major gains with these people. I'm not.
Absolutely.
Some of my friends say that if he gets convicted of any felony, these people won't vote for him. I'm not believing that, not for a second. I think they know what's going on.
Oh, absolutely. They're scared to death because they know when Trump comes in, we're going to have energy back again. We're going to have a great economy. But these people have to pay somehow for what they've done to America, conducting treason against the American people. So they've got to pay for it in some reason. I'm not going to let them off the hook for what the damage they've done to this country, including Biden and Obama.
Well, yeah, but he's got to do it, though, General. I mean, he said he was going to do it before. He said he was going to do it with Hillary Clinton, and he did nothing. And I don't know if his advisors told him, you know, politically and so forth, that would be bad. It would be bad for the party. I don't know what happened there. But
he didn't have a lot of good advisors. He had a lot of good ones in the economy and other places. But he's learned. Believe me, he's learned.
Okay. Well, from your lips to God's mouth, I hope you're right. Okay, one last time before we run out of time, where do people get the book and how they get more information about the General?
Okay, go to www.standupamericaus. You've got to put the U.S. in there, .org. standupamericaus.org. Everything's there. Our books are there, all our writings, our strategies, the different operations that we sponsor, like Operation Sinaloa to take out the cartels, Operation Safeguard, which we've just launched at the county level. So there's a lot in there, Joe. Hopefully everybody will look at it.
All right, General, God bless for what you're doing. I appreciate your time with me always. You know that. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Joe.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, we've got Arif Halaby, a financial with TFS Wealth, joining me in a few minutes. We're going to talk about how do you survive this mess. I want to know. I got no money, and I want to know. We'll be back in a few.
Right now.